The remnants of subtropical storm Debbie will be arriving much later on Saturday than had first been anticipated. This is good news, whether it be for the Ulster Grand Prix or indeed for the Festival of Flight here in Newcastle or any other sports event that is on. Let me speak to Stephen Beacom. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Stephen, it is a heck of a sporting weekend. I've made reference to two fabulous outdoor events there, the Festival of Flight, of course, and the bikes at Dundrod. We have the spotlight on Tyrone there playing Monaghan, Dublin playing Galway. The winners of both those games play for the Sam Maguire in the All-Ireland final. The Premiership is back. The teams are battling it out, hoping for success. You're spoiled for choice, Stephen. Where do you want to start?
Why not with Tyrone, Frank? Because they could become one of the stories of the summer in terms of sport, because last week they looked as if they were out for the count against Donegal, but they found something within themselves. And I think I spoke to you about a young man called Lee Brennan earlier on this year, and he came off the bench, and what a stunning performance he put on. He is going to be one of the best Ulster GAA players over the next decade. There's no doubt about that. And I think they're going to need him on Sunday against Monaghan and Croke Park. 3:30 start for that one. Semi-final of the All-Ireland. What an occasion. Brilliant for Monaghan, because it's been decades since they've been in this position. Tyrone are well used to reaching the semi-finals, but over the past few years, they haven't been able to go on and get to the decider. So that will be Mickey Hart's aim this time around. And, of course, the likelihood is that Dublin will be waiting for the winners in the final. Dublin play Galway on Saturday. But Tyrone Monaghan at Croke Park, what an occasion that's going to be, Frank.
A lot of people reckon they should have played the two games on the same day in Croke Park and absolutely stuff it to the rafters. But they must feel that the Dublin fans, considering that they're looking like as if they're going for yet another All-Ireland, would want so many tickets that they couldn't stage the two matches. I have a feeling that a full Croke Park would just have felt better on Sunday than a half-full Croke Park one day and a half-full Croke Park the next day, because they're not going to put 80,000 bums on seats for Dublin-Galway. The Galway fans don't travel to that extent, and they're not going to put 80,000 bums on seats for Tyrone-Monaghan in a semi-final. They would, of course, in a final. Absolutely, they'll sell it out for the final. But are you not surprised? Are you surprised that they ran it over 2 days?
No, and I'm happy, actually, Frank, that they've run it over the 2 days, purely because it gives each semi-final its place. You know, whenever you do those back-to-back semi-finals, I'm not sure really that the second match maybe gets as much coverage as the one that's as entertaining as everyone would hope it to be. So I'm glad that they're staged on different days. The semi-finalists deserve their moment in the sun. Dublin Galway will be first up. The Dubs will cram at the Croke Park. It won't be full, but there'll still be a brilliant atmosphere there. And Tyrone Monaghan, while it won't be packed to the rafters, the noise in that stadium on Sunday will be phenomenal, because Monaghan haven't been there for so long. They will bring a big support. And Tyrone, I think there's a growing belief in this Tyrone side that while maybe they're still shy of Dublin, they are now the second best side in the country. So I think you'll get a lot of Tyrone fans there, more maybe in recent years that have turned up at Croke Park. And it should be an exhilarating encounter, because Monaghan will go for this. There's no doubt about that, Frank. But Tyrone have got Mickey Hart, and Mickey Hart knows how to get into the finals. And I know so many people in Tyrone have been questioning his future. Well, what an answer this would be if he could reach another All-Ireland final.
Yeah, is Malachy O'Rourke the man who can put one over him? We'll find out as the weekend goes through. You know, the Premiership's off and running as well locally, Stephen. And I have to say, I think there's a growing interest, because there's an immense quality of football being played recently.
That's true, Frank. Last weekend, the Irish Premiership campaign began and there were record crowds. So that tells you all you need to know, that there is that interest. And the quality is growing, you're quite right. You just have to look at the players now who are going across the water. Gavin White left from Crusaders to go to Oxford United. He's already played for them. And Bobby Burns left Glenavon to go to Hearts. believe me, Bobby Burns won't end his career at Hearts. That guy's going to go higher and higher. If he wants to, he can become a real star in football, and I know he's got the attitude to do that. And then you've got players like Mark Sykes at Glenavon, who I think could be the next one to go across. And the season just started on a real high because there was some exhilarating football, really entertaining games. I watched two matches, Glenavon against Linfield. Linfield won that 1-0 where Roy Carroll was phenomenal. Glenavon were a touch unlucky. And then on Monday night, Crusaders started off against Ards and they beat them 4-2 in what was an absolutely brilliant game of football. And this weekend, you've got Cliftonville against Coleraine, which will be a cracker, and Linfield play Institute tonight. And there's stories there as well. You think of Institute, who went through all their troubles with their Riverside Stadium. They're now playing at the Brandywell. So they've come through a lot to get where they are. And Newry City, they were out of business, and Darren Mullen, the manager, has taken them on an incredible run from intermediate football to the top flight. So there's a lot to offer in terms of the Irish League. And if you get a chance, go along. If you haven't been to a match in a long time, you might be surprised by the quality and the abilities of the players on show. And I guarantee you this, you'll probably be entertained.
And I can't let you away without saying that there'll be many an armchair supporter delighted that the Premier League is back. I think the United game's on TV tonight, isn't it?
That's right. Manchester United against Leicester kicks it off. Johnny Evans, of course, ex-Manchester United, he may make his debut for Leicester tonight if he's fit. But the story will be all about Manchester United, obviously, and what Jose Mourinho says after the match, because he didn't get all his transfer targets, Frank. He got very few of them, truth be told. And he has been moaning and whining a little bit in the summer. And my hunch is that this is one of Mourinho's put-on jobs that he is famous for doing, and that maybe he's not just as disappointed as he makes out, and he's trying to get that siege mentality going at Old Trafford. We shall see if it works out. Ultimately, though, I think the team that finishes above Manchester City will be the champions. City were a class apart in the league last season, which you know all about. And them and Pep Guardiola, they've got a man that the players have immense faith in. And, you know, you saw what Sergio Aguero did last week in the Community Shield. And he is just a fantastic footballer. And there's others like Kevin De Bruyne to come back in. He's just class. But I think you're going to get a test this season from Liverpool, because Liverpool have signed really well in the summer. They now look as if they've got a goalkeeper in Alisson that can actually do a job between the sticks. And there's a bit of momentum behind Liverpool. There's a feel-good factor amongst the fans. They think they can challenge, and I think they will be the closest to City. And you know what, Frank? I know you want City to win the title, but it would be much, much more interesting, intriguing and exciting if someone could have challenged up to City, and that team will be Liverpool. Also really interesting to watch is how Chelsea go this season. They've yet another new manager in Maurizio Sarri. They just keep these managers ticking over year by year. And Arsenal, Unai Emery is in there, and Arsenal play against City on Sunday. That could be a right crackerjack of a match, and it'll be fascinating to see how Arsenal go, but you'd still fancy City probably to edge that one. But yeah, it all kicks off again, Frank, and it's an incredible weekend of sport, this, and I think it's going to be one we can all enjoy.
Totally. Stephen, thank you very much. I agree with you. Liverpool, they are so hot at the moment. They look like, as if on paper, as if they possibly will edge ahead of City. They just have a sensational panel, the way they bought players during the transfer window, and Klopp is an excellent manager. I really do, I just put it bluntly, I fear Liverpool. Good morning to you. 90 treble 3 105. What about Frank's Friday forecast flutter to see if we can get 4 out of 4 here? Let's have that music, please. Right, I'm going for Dublin and Galway. Easy one, Dublin to win. Going for Tyrone and Monaghan. I think it's an easy one as well. Tyrone to win. I think Tyrone will beat Monaghan by 4 or 5 points. I think Dublin will beat Galway by 4 or 5 points. So it's an All-Ireland final between Dublin and Tyrone. Manchester United to beat Leicester. They will do it in style tonight, probably about 3-0. And I think City just might find it difficult enough at the Emirates, a draw. So Man United to beat Leicester, Man City to draw with Arsenal, Dublin to beat Galway, Tyrone to beat Monaghan on Frank's Friday Forecast Flutter. Good morning to you if you're just switching on the radio. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in.